Hey there, amazing people. It's your boy Jake Carter here, coming at you live with another episode of Tap Out of Overstimulation. You know, that feeling when your brain feels like a popcorn kernel about to explode? Yeah, we've all been there. But today, we're not just talking about managing that overload, we're diving into something deeper, emotional intelligence and empathy. Think of it this way. In a world that's constantly buzzing with information and opinions, the ability to understand and navigate emotions, both yours and others, is like having a superpower. It allows you to build stronger connections, make better decisions, and yeah, even handle those moments when your brain feels like it's about to short circuit. So buckle up, because we're breaking down 5 key takeaways that will help you level up your emotional intelligence game. First off, self-awareness is crucial. It's about knowing your own emotions, triggers, and how they influence your thoughts and actions. Ever feel like you react before thinking? That's a classic sign of lacking self-awareness. But trust me, it's totally trainable. Start paying attention to your body. Those physical sensations are your emotional GPS. Are your shoulders tense? Is your heart racing? Take a moment to identify what's driving those feelings. Once you know your emotional landscape, you can start making conscious choices about how you respond instead of just reacting on autopilot. Next up, we've got emotional regulation, the ability to manage and control your emotions effectively. It's not about suppressing your feelings, it's about finding healthy ways to express them and channel them productively. Think of it like this. Imagine your emotions are waves crashing on a shore. You can't stop the waves from coming, but you can learn to ride them gracefully, instead of being swept away by their force. Now, let's talk about empathy, the ability to understand and share the feelings of others. It's like stepping into someone else's shoes and truly seeing things from their perspective. Empathy isn't just about feeling sorry for someone. It's about actively listening, validating their emotions, and building genuine connections. Communication is key here. Effective communication involves not only expressing your own feelings clearly, but also actively listening to understand the other person's point of view. Remember, a good conversation isn't a debate, it's a bridge, built on understanding and respect. Lastly, we have social skills. The ability to navigate social situations effectively and build healthy relationships. This involves things like active listening, conflict resolution, and building rapport with others. Think about it. Strong social skills are essential for success in every aspect of life, from your personal relationships to your professional career. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah. She's got this presentation at work that's causing her major anxiety. She feels butterflies in her stomach, and her mind is racing with worst-case scenarios. Now, imagine if her colleague, John, notices Sarah's nervousness. Instead of brushing it off, John takes a moment to ask how she's feeling, acknowledges her anxiety, and offers words of encouragement. He even suggests practicing the presentation together beforehand. That simple act of empathy can make a world of difference for Sarah. John's understanding not only eases Sarah's anxiety, but also strengthens their bond as colleagues. This shows you how powerful empathy can be in building trust and creating a supportive environment. So, remember, cultivating emotional intelligence and empathy isn't just about being nice. It's a superpower that empowers you to connect with others on a deeper level, navigate life's challenges with grace, and create a more positive and fulfilling experience for yourself and those around you. Ready to take action? Start by paying attention to your own emotions throughout the day. Identify your triggers and practice healthy coping mechanisms. Make an effort to truly listen to others and understand their perspectives. Remember, small acts of empathy can have a ripple effect, creating a more compassionate and understanding world. Until next time, keep tapping out of overstimulation and stay awesome.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.